Hi, my name is Andrea Antelove, and I have a few concerns about the upcoming election for the Parkland Board. If you have children that are going or may go to Parkland College or may need retraining and might not be eligible for financial aid, then who is elected to the Parkland Board in April and the policies they support may make the difference between being able to get and complete that education or not. There are many policy factors that can affect Parkland tuition. One position is design approval. The current design looks as though future generations will be paying for the maintenance of a lengthy driveway that circumvents the school, mimicking a road. Roads intrinsically cost more to maintain than parking lots. Did just the recent redesign of just one of the entrances cause upwards of $1 million? Many students at Parkland have full-time jobs and families and are juggling one car between them. Many students are not eligible for financial aid and cannot afford a car in addition to tuition. Do those seeking power over students' lives support adding a transit pass to the tuition? Parkland Community College is perhaps the only way many citizens who must work may be trained to enter a career to support a family. A large number of people go into debt attempting to better themselves who are not eligible for financial aid or employer-paid tuition. It may be cheaper than the university, but the price tag still puts this community service out of reach. One class is about $300. The average wage that puts one out of the running for financial aid but necessary to live is about $8.50 an hour. Do the math. This is just a couple of examples anyone regularly going to events there can deduce. What steps has the current administration taken to even make itself and the scope of its authority known to the current student population and community? I have not seen any letters from the students at Parkland. The equine facility, a $7 million equestrian facility, 200 horse stalls, two inside tracks plus, has been approved by the Parkland Board, some of which are up for re-election in April. A Chamber of Commerce study says this will bring $40 million to the area. This will no doubt be from wealthy participants of horse shows coming to town. Illinois has more horses than Kentucky, and the equestrian industry supports 15,900 jobs in the state. I believe growth is good, but I would like to see it built with some self-sustaining features for the expensive maintenance. Lawsuits and insurance premiums in regard to stallion damage, emergency vet calls, and student bite scars or crushed spines can't be cheap. And I would like to know what other businesses and authoritative entities are willing to support this venture with no-interest loans. And in conclusion, what timetable will Parkland start to roll back tuition price tags? Yes, I am suggesting the Walmart smiley face grace the wallets of students.